look at just what they've done here with Aaron and kind of the 2 years since you've been gone, just his maturation and that no huddle offense?
Yeah, no huddle is a beast. You know, it can keep a defense on his heels. And when you got a quarterback, you know, as smart as he is, you know, he's able to pick up what you're trying to do. And, you know, they kept us off balance. You know, that first drive went down there and scored very easily. Felt like we settled down a little bit, but then we had some penalties and things like that that kept it alive on third down. So I felt like we played well against them, aside from, you know, that first drive and the penalties. So, yeah, the no huddle is a problem. It can be a problem.
How does it kind of stress the defense, you know, just as far as, the, you know, how they're running it, not wanting to get substitutions in there? You know,
say it again.
How does that kind of stress the defense, you know, when you can't get guys in there and, you know,
yeah, I mean, it has the potential, you know, to stress you out. But if you go out there and play sound, you know, and play fundamental, you're all right. You know, that first drive we did not, and we missed some tackles, and those types of things beat you. So, you know, we'll see no huddle. Our team will again this year, and we'll have to be ready for it.
Well, where is your team right now? I mean, is this a slow process, or do you think you guys are ready to take a jump?
I think we're ready to take a jump. Okay. I really do. I mean, I felt really good about what we did, especially defensively tonight. You know, we had that first drive, but I felt like, you know, we settled down, as I said before, but we had the penalties and a couple of third downs where we should have been getting off the field and maybe holding the field goals. And then they get extra plays and punch it in. So those are things that we have to clean up as a team. And we'll get better. We feel like we'll get better.
So whatever issues you guys have, you're confident that you can get them ironed out in the next couple of weeks before the game?
I'm very confident. I really am.
It's always tough to see a young kid go down like CO did. I mean, you can kind of talk about that. It seems like the news might be better than it first looked.
Yeah, hopefully. And it's always a scary situation, especially when, you know, a player says their neck, you know, and you hear him say it on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it a couple times, you know, and it never gets any easier. You know, I don't think anybody wants to play, you know, after somebody gets an injury where they think it could be a, you know, potential neck injury. So, hopefully he'll be fine, and you know, he'll be able to get back, but it's always scary.